Ephesians chapter 3, Paul records the fact of his praying and the words of a prayer. Could we stand for the reading of God's word? The Apostle Paul says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." And now he shares what he prayed. He said, "I pray that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God." I'd like us to focus on verse 16. Paul told the Ephesians, he says, "I'm praying that God, according to his riches and glory, he would grant you to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man." I want to use just one word from that text as a title and a theme and emphasis tonight. Just the word strengthened. Strengthened. A word we might choose would be the word invigorated. Invigorated. Strengthened. Father, may this not just be a message, but a reality, Lord, that we would leave here strengthened tonight in the inner person, in the inner being. Lord, shut up our hearts to your truth tonight. May we be aware of the moving of that Spirit of which Paul prayed, and his involvement would be in our lives like he was in the lives of the Ephesians. We pray these things in the name of Christ. In Jesus' name we ask them. Amen. You can be seated. It's a biblical statement and not a psychological statement to say that there is an outer you and an inner you. And that's true of me as well, but I'm doing the speaking, so it's going to come out. There's an outer you and there's an inner you. Let me tell you how these things work. When I got to thinking about that, my mind immediately went to the track author, Jack Chick. How many remembers the Jack Chick tracks? My mind immediately went to that because he would draw upon death and resurrection. He would draw a man, and then he would show the outline of another man that looked just like the detailed man. And here's how these things work. That was on my mind, and Brother Maggard laid some church mail on my desk, and I opened one of the envelopes, and there was that track that I'd been thinking about, the very track, the very photo. What you see in the grave, and I hope no one here is in that bad a shape, but what you see in the grave is the outer man, and rising out of the outer man, you see the inner man. There is an inner you. Now, the truth of the matter tonight is that inner you gets weak. That inner you gets decimated, gets depleted. You know, I was at a theme park with my wife and her family, and there's a new roller coaster there. I did not ride it. It's not only the usual hills, but it twists. Each individual cart twists as the car moves. But I was watching, folks, and I could tell even children when they came back. You know how they come back? Even children, you could tell by looking at them, they were sick. They were white in the face and green around the eyes, and they looked like they was about to upchuck, and they looked like they wouldn't be able to walk. The ride had gotten to them. Now, that was the outer man, but I'm going to tell you something about this inner you, this inner being. The ride's getting to some folks. I'm talking about the ride of life and the ride of what they're facing and the ride of what they're going through. The trouble is we can't see the inner person. We can't see the inner you. But the ride of life can get to you. You see, here's the fact of the matter tonight. Some of you here, you know exactly that this message is addressing you because you know what shape your inner you's in, and you know inside is weak, and you know inside is emaciated and in need of God's Spirit. You know that. You know it. The inner you. But not only do you know that, but we as a people, we just know. We can't see the inner you of folks, but we know from what folks have been facing and what folks have been going through and what folks have been encountering. We know that there's brothers and sisters here tonight. Their inner you has to be weakened. Their inner you has to be depleted and drained. And it's just a fact of life. You see, the inner you gets weak. Let's look at verse 16 again. Paul is emphasizing the fact that the inner person gets weak by his very prayer. He said, I'm praying that God would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. You know, this word strengthen, I told you it could be the word invigorate, which literally means to give life and energy. And Paul is praying for the Ephesians, and he says, I pray that God would give life and energy to your inner person, your inner being. And he says, I pray that he does it according to his riches and glory. I'm glad he put that in there. You know what that means? That means God has everything and more than I lack. Whatever I lack in my inner person, amen, God's got more and an abundance to meet that need, because he has riches and glory. But do you see, just by virtue of Paul praying this, he's recognizing that Christians get weak. And by the way, these are New Testament saints. These are saints that saw miracles, and these are saints that had apostles preach to them, and these are saints that could hear from the eyewitnesses of Jesus Christ, but they lived in the same world that we lived in, and they faced the same pressures. And just by virtue of his prayer, Paul shows that he's concerned that these believers have been weakened on the inside. Amen. It's just a fact. The inner you gets weak. The inner you gets weak. And sometimes that's from our own lack of spiritual input. How many knows that? You know, sometimes we get weak inside because we haven't had a spiritual input. We've not been praying. We've not been reading the word. Our diet has been more world than it's been spiritual. And the spiritual you, the spiritual me gets weak. But some are weak because the battle that they're in. We saw a rendition of Samson's life, and it was showing the picture of when he slew the thousand with that jawbone of the donkey, and something I hadn't thought of before. You know, even though he was moved upon the spirit by the Spirit, it showed him getting weaker and weaker and weaker, because just from a pure exhaustion. You see, many times it's not that we've done wrong and there's sin that's entered into our lives. It's just that we become exhausted. We become fatigued in the inner person. Amen. Amen. I want to ask a question tonight. In what shape is the inner you? You know, I told you we can tell the outer. Have you ever seen somebody walk into a place and you took one look at him and said, what happened to you? Have you ever done that? I mean, you could tell they were a mess. But we don't have that prerogative with the inner person. We don't see the inner person. We can't say, what happened to you? Boy, you're really suffering. Amen. 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 So the battle that we're in, the trial that we're facing, sometimes it's just living and dealing with life. Amen. Whoever said life was a piece of cake hadn't lived very long. Amen. I saw a study. Thank God for studies. If you're not discouraged, read a study. That'll help you out. Amen. It'll get you discouraged. I saw a study once that says every adult faces a major crisis of life on average every 2 weeks. I wish we could schedule them every 2 weeks, but sometimes we have 40 in 1 week, and we think, well, we got a break, they're over with. But on an average of every 2 weeks, there's a crisis. Amen. Life takes so. We're the children of God. We're born again. But the inner you gets exhausted just dealing with life. I heard the man of God talk about one time on an airplane. I believe it was looking at a magazine, and it was showing pictures of children in Africa that were malnourished and starving, and it was a moving picture. picture in and of itself. But he said God spoke to him and said, you see the outside of their those malnourished children, and that's horrible and that's bad. But he said, God spoke to me and said, but when I look at my people in the church, I see their inner persons, and they look inwardly like these children look outwardly. Make no mistake, our churches are filled with folks. The inner person is languishing, is weakened, is depleted, is drained. And that's why Paul prays this prayer. Hallelujah. Could I tell you tonight, it isn't weakness to have a weakness. It's weakness not to admit the weakness. I said it's not a weakness to have a weakness. It's a weakness not to admit a weakness. I feel like if I was one of these Ephesians, the best thing I could have done when Paul said, I'm praying that your inner person would be strengthened, would to be to lift my hands and say, thank you, Paul, because I need strengthened. I'm weakened in the inner person. I need invigorated. Amen. I'm so thankful what Paul said of his own experience in 2 Corinthians 12:9. He was speaking of an experience with the Lord, and he said, the Lord said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. You see, the thing about our weakness, it's an opportunity for his strength. Hallelujah. I said, the thing about our weakness, it's an opportunity to experience his strength. I'm so glad. Amen. He's a good shepherd. How many believes he still knows where the still water is? He still knows where the green pastures are. And the most profound, one of the most profound verses of the Bible is in Psalm 23. He restoreth my soul. He restores the inner you. He restores the inner person. Thank God. That was Paul's prayer. Secondly, tonight, only the Spirit can strengthen the inner you. In our text again, verse 16, Paul said, I pray you be strengthened with might, literally with power, by his Spirit. Here's the thing about a weak inner you. No drug is going to fix that. Amen. Amen. No pleasure, no fleshly pleasure is going to fix that. Amen. Vacations are okay, but no vacation is going to fix that. No entertainment is going to fix that. No hobby. Amen. When our inner person's depleted and weak and emaciated, only the moving of the Spirit can renew and refresh and strengthen and empower. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, from the very beginning, amen, the Spirit came into a lump of clay and gave it life. And when we're weak, and when we're inwardly tired, and when we're inwardly fatigued, I'm telling you, only the Spirit can enliven and make alive again and invigorate. Aren't you glad for the Holy Spirit? He makes alive. I'm going to tell you, if he can take the old person of sin, the old person that's dead and trespasses in sin, if the Spirit can regenerate and resurrect that dead spiritual man, he can also refresh and renew the weakened and the tired and the weary inner spiritual man. Only the Spirit can do that. I want us to look at it one more verse here, Romans 8:26. Paul says in that epistle, likewise also the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. At a camp meeting once, I preached a whole series, preached every day on that. The Spirit helpeth our infirmities. When we see the word infirmities, we think first of all about sicknesses. But that's not what the word means. The word infirmities is weaknesses. Might be a physical weakness, but it's talking about all of our weaknesses. The Spirit helps our weaknesses. Think about it. I said the Spirit helps our weaknesses. Let me tell you about something about weakness. You see, God forgives sin, and God heals sickness, but God helps weaknesses. He doesn't take them completely away because he wants us to know we need his Spirit. Hey, man, aren't you glad the Spirit helps our weaknesses? How many knows they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength? They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Amen. Last of all, tonight, the inner you is strengthened by the Spirit, of course, but by an awareness of God's love. Amen. Look at verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. You're strengthened by the Spirit, verse 18, so that you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. How does the Spirit strengthen us? He gives us a new taste of the love of God for us. He gives us a new awareness of God's love for us. Let me tell you, you'll never be more weak than when you're feeling like you're unloved by God, and neither will you ever be any more strong in the inner person than when you realize you're loved by God. Oh, hallelujah. I said, there's our strength. Whatever we're going through, whatever we're facing, whatever we're encountering, however it doesn't look like it, amen, the Spirit lets us know we are loved by God. Hallelujah. Amen. I've told folks for years, talking to couples, I mean, the importance of the home and love in the home, that a man can face anything or a woman can face anything at the job, out in the world, face anything out there, if they know that when they come home and walk through that door, that that's an atmosphere where they're loved. And I'm telling you, our strength tonight is to know the love of God. The Spirit will let us know the height and the width and the depth and just how much God loves us. Do you know that you're loved by God tonight? Amen. One of the things that drains us is the hatred, is the bitterness, is the wickedness of our world, is the alienation, the aloneness that we have. But I'm telling you, it's a strength to the inner man to know that there's a creator and a deliverer and a savior that loves us, particularly loves us, individually loves us. How many knows he's acquainted with us intimately? He knows our uprising and our down sitting, and he's acquainted with all of our ways. And to know he loves us. I'm weak and he loves me. Therefore, I have a strength to go on. Would you come, music? Hallelujah. I understand why, and I realize why. But we do, as far as praying for other folks, we do a whole lot more praying for people's outer person than we do their inner person. Amen. We certainly do. And I understand that. We pray for folks' sicknesses, bodily ailments. We pray for their finances. We pray for their jobs. But I want to ask you something. That's all well and good and right that we pray for people's outer persons. But is it not also fitting that we would join Paul and pray for folks' inner person? Wouldn't that be just as fitting? Some of the ways that it breaks down is people are more willing and feel less vulnerable to share what's wrong with the outer man. They could say, pray for me, I've got a headache, or pray for me, I got three corns, one on top of the other on my toe. They feel fairly comfortable doing that. They don't feel as comfortable saying, pray for me, my spirit feels so lacking in faith, or my spirit feels weak, or my inner person feels exhausted. They just don't feel as comfortable with that. But I think it's fitting. In fact, I think it's in some way been the theme of this service, all service long. I think it's fitting that if the inner you is weak and depleted, amen, that we feel perfectly fine if inviting folks to say, would you pray with Paul that my inner person would be strengthened with might by the Spirit so I could know the love of God afresh and anew. Would you stand? Amen. Amen. And so, Brother Michael took prayer requests tonight, and we raised our hands and said, I have this need and that need. But having preached this tonight, I'm going to invite folks, if you're willing tonight, let me tell you, the worst person here in the worst shape in their inner being is those that have no cognizance, have no awareness of a spiritual need. Those are the folks in the worst shape. Amen. Dulled and numbed and maybe ignoring it. But by virtue of this altar call, we haven't prayed this way in a while, but if you would just say, I would like to be strengthened in my inner person. I'd like to be strengthened in my inner me. If that's you tonight, I would like to invite you to come and stand, and we're going to bind together in prayer. If you'd just be willing to say, I need strength in my inner person. Would you like to begin to come? Just come and stand up at the step, and we're going to pray one for another. I want the inner me to be strengthened by His Spirit. Just come and stand, because I want us together around the prayer. I want the inner me to be strengthened. He cares about the inner you. He cares about the inner you. More than any doctor gives attention to your outward man, the Lord gives attention to your inner person. Why don't you just come, maybe pray, even those that have come, pray for your neighbor. Would you reach out? And would you pray Paul's prayer? Just pray it out loud. Lord, strengthen my sister in their inner person. Strengthen them by the Spirit of God. Let them be aware of the love of God. Let them feel the love of God. Strengthen them. Invigorate them. Empower them. Oh, we're just being honest and say, I feel weak in my inner person. I've got to be strengthened. I've got to be held. Oh, hallelujah. God doesn't tear folks down. God doesn't tear folks down. He builds them up. You can leave here with strength in your soul. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let God strengthen you tonight. Believe His Spirit. Believe His Spirit's going to invigorate you. Believe His Spirit's going to empower you. Hallelujah. If you need Jesus tonight, cry out to Him. Hallelujah. Strengthen my brother, Lord. Strengthen my brother. Been through so much. Faced so many battles. Dealt with so many issues. Oh, God, strengthen my brother in his inner person. Let him feel the strength of God by the Spirit. Nothing else will give that strength. Nothing else will give that strength but the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, strengthen, Lord. It's not by might nor by power. It is by the Spirit of our God. Oh, come on, church. He wants to feed that inner you. Jesus truly has the table spread. He's got the bread and fish on the fire. He knows what will strengthen the weariness. Hallelujah. Seek you, Lord. Lord, strengthen. Lord, strengthen. Lord, strengthen. Lord, strengthen. Lord, strengthen. Lord, empower. Lord, empower. Oh, let the Spirit breathe into you tonight. Amen. Would you just lift your heart and hands and say, Spirit of the living God, breathe in me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, empower me. Spirit of the living God, invigorate me. Strengthen me. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. According to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. According to your riches and glory. You've got enough grace. You've got enough mercy. You've got enough wisdom. You've got enough strength. You've got enough power, Lord, to meet every need, to empower every person, Lord, to strengthen every inner person. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Oh, hallelujah. Maybe it's someone that's not even here. Would you pray that God would strengthen them tonight? Would you pray? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, strengthen them in the inner person. Let them know spiritual strength and spiritual power and spiritual ability, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. As I raise my hands, he gives glorious, glorious. Oh, glorious victory. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. One more time. Pray for your neighbor. One more time. Oh, we need the strength of the Holy Spirit. We need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Not my mind, not my wisdom, not my power, not my strength, but the strength of the Lord, the enablement of the Lord, the empowerment of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise his name. Quicken us. Strengthen us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus.
It's not by might, it's not by power,
it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It's not by might. It's not by power, it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord.
This mountain shall be removed.
This mountain shall be removed. Oh, this mountain shall be removed by my Spirit, saith the Lord. If he doesn't take the mountain down, he'll give you the strength to climb it. Hallelujah. It saith the Lord of hosts. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Oh, this mountain shall be renewed. Oh, this mountain. This mountain shall be renewed.
My Spirit saith the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's not by might.
It's not by might. It's not by power. Would you sing it with us? Spirit saith the Lord of hosts. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by my Spirit saith the Lord. Oh, this mountain shall be removed. Oh, this mountain shall be removed. Oh, this mountain shall be removed. By my Spirit, say. Amen. Would you express your love one to another? Amen. If you don't love your neighbor, act like you do. Amen. Love one another tonight.